This is Cuckolding Princess Corinne, and this recording is for those 18 years of age or older. So you've played my scavenger hunt game. Did you learn a lot about me? Did you figure out how gorgeous I am? And how my big black cock boyfriend and I and my cuckold live in our vicious little triangle? If you read the blog pages, you did. You learned all about our hot life together, how my cuckold does whatever the fuck I want him to, and my big black cock boyfriend thinks it's hilarious and laughs at him all the time. You see, my cuckold's name is Sean. He's a little dick Irish boy who's an accountant and works in the same company I do, but a totally different division, so we never see each other at work. I work at home, so when I go in the office, I never see him there either. And my boyfriend, my big black cock boyfriend, is a consultant, and that's how we met. He worked at the data center, and I'm an IT girl. So I do a lot of programming from home, and, you know, while I'm not on the phone and I'm not making these fun games for you to fuck you over with, I'm doing all kinds of computer work. Yeah. So, that's a little intro about our life together. But I tell you, after I met Gus in the data center one day when he was helping out and things just hit off and we went to lunch and eventually fucked, and I'd never had a bigger dick in my life. Actually, that's not true, but Gus is big. Gus is like 9 inches long, and he knows how to use it. I mean, he's not just some big guy going, here, suck this bitch. No, he's this hot, incredibly suave, muscular black guy who wears suits to work and looks so good in a suit and tie. He's got a bad side too. He's got a nice big Harley and a leather jacket. So you can be a tough guy too, but I'm kind of turned on by suits. I like them. So he was wearing his suit that day, and he wasn't driving his Harley. He was driving his Beamer. And we left, had a great lunch, and fucked because we just hit it off right away. And when I got home and I told my little cuckold loser, he started crying. I sat him down on the couch and I said, baby, look, I love you very much. You're sweet. You're almost like a best girlfriend. But you notice I haven't been in bed with you very much. I haven't been fucking you because, well, I lied. I said it was work. I was tired, etc. But your little 3-inch penis is so small that I just can't fuck you anymore. Mm-mm. And he got a little offended and insulted and upset. And he said, well, I don't want to lose you. I love you. What do we have to do about it? I said, well, here's what we're going to do about it. I've been fucking around behind your back with Gus. I bring Gus into the room. He walks in and Sean's just, his jaw drops to the floor and he's looking, and I said, I've been fucking around behind your back with him. In fact, the other night when you ate me out, well, you licked up his cream pie and you said I tasted so much better. So I figured that it's time for you to realize how good cum tastes and how good it will be to serve he and I. Because Gus and I have been talking about this little situation here, and how I told him how I really love you and I don't want to see you go. And he said, hey, that's cool. You know, we'll just have a kind of a swinging relationship here. I'm like, okay. So, little dick wonder, button dick. Because you call me button? You're a button dick, you know that, loser? Here you go. You are going to understand that Gus is going to stay here a few nights out of the week while he's in town consulting, and then when he goes back home, he does whatever, and then he's going to come back here, and he's going to be here a few days out of the week, probably more than three, because he works with the company. And he's been looking at your logs at work when you're supposed to be working. Because, you know, he needed to do some tweaks to a server the other day for me. And while he's been looking at those logs at work, he found a couple of things on your history in the cache server. And those things you were looking at could be really embarrassing to you, because I noticed that you liked looking at dicks. I don't know if you like looking at them because they're bigger than yours. And he's upset. He's shaking and turning red-faced and starting to cry, and his eyes are watering, and I'm telling him this, and I'm like, and, you know, he showed me the log files, and you've been looking at gay porn sites, and I'm just wondering if you're looking at how much bigger their dicks are, because look. And I took down Gus's pants, and I pulled out his big, huge, heavy cock, and I said, look at this fucker. It's like three times the size of your little midget dick. Your little button dick. So from now on, if you want to stay in this relationship, you are going to worship me, and you're going to do whatever he says. And he kind of shrugs and says, I don't want to lose you, Corinne. I don't want to lose you. And he crawls over. He's begging me now. He says, please don't do this to me. I said, fucker, it's done. You know, you have a choice. You can either leave, or you can move into the guest bedroom and, you know, be my cuckold. And he's like, what's that? I explained it to him, and he's like, oh, God. I don't know. I said, I'll give you a couple days to think about it. Yeah, but why don't you do this? Why don't you prove to me that you're worthy to me, and I'll give you a couple days to think about it. And he's like, what do I have to do? And I pull out Gus's cock again, and I start to stroke it in front of his face, and I said, you can fucking suck this big dick. Put your lips around it and suck it down. I want to watch. You like watching big dicks on the internet so much? I want to see you suck this one. And Gus kind of laughs, and Sean kind of hesitates and looks at me and looks up at him, and he says, and Gus says, that's right, bitch. That's what you're supposed to do. Look up at me. And Sean opens his mouth, and I put that dick in it. And he starts to suck it like he's done it before. I was like, whoa, you're a pro. And he sucked him dry. He sucked that cock down. Gus squirted in his mouth. And he was so embarrassed at first that he went and he swallowed it. And he went all down his throat. And he kind of looked down and put his head down and stayed in the kneeling position and sat there for a second. And then he put his hands in his pants and started jerking his dick. And I said, oh, that's another thing, loser boy. That's another thing. You jerk that little tiny penis of yours, and you can only do it when I give you permission. Right now you have permission, because it's so fucking hard, I see it right now, that you can squirt it in your hand and eat it for me. But until, you know, the next time you want to come, you got to ask permission, because I don't want cum all over my house. I don't want you squirting it wherever you think you're going to get it, because you're not going to be getting it from me anymore. So don't be such a fucking loser. And he looks up at me and says, oh, my God. I said, and you're going to call me princess from now on, because that's what I am to you. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, when we split the bills, you know what? You're going to start paying most of them. Mm-hmm. You are going to start paying most of the bills. I'll help you with the mortgage payment, but, you know, that's about it. Since the house is technically mine anyway, I'll help you a little bit with that, but the groceries and the electricity and everything else, the gas and everything, it's all mine, and you pay for it. And he agreed. And that's how it's been from then on. He's done all kinds of wonderful things for me. Bought me gifts, brought me to dinner and everything, and he no longer gets to fuck me. I don't let him put that tiny little 3-inch worm between my legs anymore. It's disgusting. It sickens me. You know, I mean, when we got together, it was like, I didn't really care much because I fell in love with him, but after a while it was like, oh God, that thing is so gross. And then when I had fucked Gus, well, oh my God. I mean, I had that one guy in college, and I was like, God, he's big, but I didn't know all black guys were like this. And, you know, well, not all of them are, but the good ones are. Gus pulls out his big cock the first time I saw it. I'm like, holy fuck. You know, and we started kissing, and I let him put it between my tits, and I squeezed them together, and he gave me a good titty fuck, and oh, it was incredible. It was so hot. And Sean's little micro dick didn't do anything like that. I was hooked. From the moment I touched Gus's cock, I was hooked. So that is our relationship. That's our triangle. Gus comes over a few days a week, and we have fun bossing little bitch boy around. And they do some of the guy things, you know. They go out and drink beers and stuff, but he's always at the expense of Gus. It's so funny. You know, they do the football thing, but of course, you know, Sean's serving the beers and everything, but he still watches football and stuff, and they usually have rival teams, and Gus hits him when he's not happy, and it's totally funny. But, yeah. But the other things I make him do, I mean, you know, it's a kind of like a typical mistress-sub relationship. We just, he's come to the realization, and he's always been a little bit submissive, especially with the money he spends and, you know, the things he does. I always had control in bed. He was never really aggressive or anything. And, you know, he's kind of like a puppy dog. I do whatever I want to him, which includes strap-on play, making him suck dick, making him wear makeup and panties. I mean, he does all that stuff now. You know, before we kind of had fun with panties one day, and it was kind of funny, and he was really excited by it. It was so obvious. He couldn't hide his excitement. So now it's just a regular occurrence, and I make him wear them to work, and he has to remember his place, because sometimes he gets a little, you know, when Gus hasn't been around for a few days, he gets a little antsy, he gets a little, like he's trying to be alpha, and it's like, no. I lock him right back up. I rarely put him in a chastity, but sometimes I have to. And he doesn't argue, he doesn't complain, he just goes right into it. And then it subdues him for a while. It's like tying a dog up to a leash. You let a puppy have the run around the house, and he's going to destroy everything. But you tie him up with a leash, and he's going to learn his boss. It's the same thing. Yeah, and he has face-sitting sessions. There's days when I just turn on Star Trek and sit on his face and pop bonbons in my mouth and eat them and enjoy it and sit there. I'll go outside in the rain and walk around where it's dirty and walk in the dust and get all over my feet and put my feet on his face. I'll do that. I've done that before. He hates it, but he puts up with it. You know, that's kind of a form of punishment because it's not really his fetish or his turn-on. It does turn him on because I'm forcing him to do it, but it's not his thing. So that's a form of punishment. And he hates the fact that it gets him excited. He hates that he gets excited over it. He gets mad at himself, so it really works out. And, yeah. He makes dinner. He serves it. Although we do, you know, we do have a maid that he pays for because he works a lot. And it's not like he can come home, rush home and clean the dishes and still pay the bills. I'd rather him paying the bills than getting made. So he does that. And when he does it, he has a pretty little outfit he has to wear. And some Mary Jane shoes. Looks so cute. And he looks like a Mexican maid. So I make him wear that. And I haven't put his pictures on the web. I want to. I put panty pictures of him on the web before, but I've never actually put his face on the web. I don't really want his, you know, certain family members to see them yet. Don't want his, you know, parents' shock of dying of a heart attack or something. Because they're very nice Irish people. They Catholics. They wouldn't go for it. And I might be as mean bitch to him, but I'm not to them. Yeah, I'd rather put your panties up on the web and have everybody see you. Mm-hmm. So that's him in a nutshell, and we just have lots of fun with it. He loves it. He loves getting that little dick hard, but getting humiliated now. He loves being a little dick loser and, you know, being so pathetic that he'll never touch me and he'll never fuck me. And he loves putting his face in a juicy hot cream pie that I've prepared for him, you know? It's like his favorite thing. That's what he looks forward to more than anything, because he still gets to touch me when he does that. And he realizes if he's been good all week, he'll get that Friday night cream pie and get his face in there and just, oh, he goes to town. He loves it. And he just gets it all over his face. He's like, oh, fuck. And usually comes in his pants when he does that. He's so disgusting sometimes. But, you know, that's my cuckold. He's a few years older than I am. And he's just a loser. And I treat him rather well, considering what he is. I mean, someday maybe I'll just, like, wipe out his paycheck. And I get tired of him and just wipe out the whole thing and all his money and remain on his will and everything, and then he'll have to go move into a one-bedroom apartment or a studio apartment all by himself down in the Mission District or something. But for now, we're sitting here in the sunset in San Francisco and having fun. Yeah, I know. We're terrible, aren't we? God. Some of our neighbors don't know. Some do know. They've come to parties before. We have parties at our house. And some come to our house and they're a little shocked at what they see. They see him running around in a little maid skirt serving drinks and stuff. But, you know, this is San Francisco. Hey, if you can't hack it, then don't live here. And there's so much going on that they're in shock, but they don't say anything. You know, people keep to themselves here, and and they just go on their merry way. You know, I have a story about how I told his boss. You'll have to buy that one. It's pretty cool. You know, I talk about how I found out something about his boss and blackmailed him with it, and my cuckold was involved, and yeah, so he got a pay raise. But you'll have to buy that as well. Totally annihilation, isn't it? Yeah. So he's definitely open with his mouth all the time, sucking dick and licking hot cream pies and doing whatever I want him to. Yeah, he does. And I know you would too, because you would be my little cock-sucking faggot if I wanted you to be. You would be my nasty little cum-licking homo. Because I know you do it. So many of you just open your mouth wide and lick your own jizz at ew. I mean, look at you. You're so pathetic, you even do that for me. Yeah, he does it too. Because you're all the same. And you guys would give your right eye just so that you would cuckold for me. But instead, you're going to give me tributes and gifts and buy all my shit. And you're going to do everything for me, because that is it. I'm your goddess and you're nothing. You're pathetic. And I own your money. and you just fork it over and do whatever I say, and we'll have a great relationship. If not, then I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to be lost without me. It's pathetic. You know, they say that everybody has some sort of need in their heart to worship something, whether it's God, goddess, atheism, country, whatever. And, you know, you have that for me. That's right. Deal with it. Have fun. Get more MP3s at www.cuckoldingprincess.com.